Good evening, Dennis. Thank you for joining us after this draw at home to Biggleswade Town. What was really a great start with Cam's goal after just 4 minutes, but ultimately we failed to build on that.
It's disappointing once you know the final result, but at 1-0, you know, you're happy to go and get 3 points and win 1-0 and get another clean sheet. So you've got to be careful that when you're looking to build on making it a bigger score or getting a second goal, you don't leave yourself open at the back. And, you know, Biggleswade play like 4-2-3-1, same kind of system at Kettering, where they're playing it forward quickly and then looking on second balls with the three players coming in behind. So we had to be really mindful on how we went forward, because we didn't want to get counter-attacked. So we had to be careful at 1-0, and it ain't just as straightforward as, you know, let's just go and crash forward, because you're going to get done. So, you know, they've got 23, 24 points for a reason. They've only lost once this season. So at times, you've got to contain them as well. So, you know, but I thought we was good for the lead, and unfortunately, we just couldn't quite see it through.
Would you look at that today as a point gained or 2 points dropped?
Massive 2 points dropped. You know, I wanted 6 points out of these two games. We're at home, and if we want to get into the playoffs, then we should be looking to beat Biggleswade at home. If we're not, then we're not looking to beat any of the top six sides at home, and that simply ain't acceptable. You know, we've got to feel that we're as good as anybody in this league, and that's how you win football matches. So, yeah, especially, you know, before the game, I'm wanting to win this game at home, and then when you're 1-0 up in the 87th minute, obviously you still want to win the game at home.
Just going back to Tamworth's goal, after 4 minutes, Cameron Johnson, his first goal for Tamworth, you must be delighted for him.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he's had to catch up on fitness, and then he had missed a couple of games because he got the concussion at the Gainsborough game. But, you know, I've got belief in him that he'll score goals, but the main thing he adds apart from that is his work rate and his effort and, you know, his endeavour. So today's goal will really give him a lot of confidence, and it come really from something that we've been working on in training. So that was even pleasing as well.
It's a shame, really, after such a bright start, that the game seemed to just slip away from Tamworth, particularly in the second half. Where do you feel it went wrong, really?
I don't think it slipped away, because if we'd have won 1-0 and the goal don't go in, it hasn't slipped away. And we nearly got there. The bottom line is, when you're playing a team that has aspirations of trying to make the playoffs, they go all out in the last 5 or 10 minutes or whatever it is to try and get an equalising goal at least, or depends what their ambitions are if they go and do that. But, you know, they're going to throw things forward. They're going to throw the kitchen sink at you. You're going to have long throws coming in your box. You're going to have people gambling forward. So a lot of chances happen when you pick up the paper tomorrow. The goals are scored in the last 5 minutes of game all round the country, because obviously managers change tactics and they apply pressure. So, you know, we were reasonably in control of the game. I mean, in open play, before the goal went in from the long throw, pretty much everything was going over our heads, running out for a goal kick. It was all being dealt with, not really under pressure in open play, but it's come from a restart and a long throw, which is just one of them. Verms has won the header but flicked it backwards, and their lads put it in at the back post. So, you know, that can happen. It's not an open play thing. It's just come from a set piece.
Notable absence today was Ryan Bezic. He's been in good form of late, but here he has an ankle injury. And how is he? How bad is it?
We don't know. You know, he's only done it Thursday, so to know how bad he is would come from an MRI scan, and that might take at least a couple of weeks to go and achieve. All the physio can do at the moment is just get the swelling out and then assess it from there. So it's a problem when you've got ligament damage, because, you know, you go up to the hospital and have an x-ray and you can see whether it's broke, which is done, and it isn't. And then you just have to see how severe the ligament is from an MRI. Now, that could be anything from 2-3 weeks to 8-9 weeks. Just depends.
And can I ask, is it the same ankle that he injured pre-season?
Yeah.
Missed the start of the season with.
Yeah.
It's a real shame for Ryan.
Yeah.
So next up is Bedworth on Tuesday evening. Game's coming thick and fast, and Bedworth, of course, are languishing down at the bottom of the table, but no doubt it'll be a difficult game.
Without a doubt, because for one, we ain't scored enough goals, and for two, the hardest games that you play are the midweek away games. You know, we see last week at St Neots, they're probably our worst stats in the last 7 or 8 games, because people are working, you've got to travel to the away game, it's a night game. And on top of that, we've played so many games in the last 2 months, so freshness is a problem. Yeah, so it doesn't matter that they're right down bottom of the league. it'd be easier if it was on a Saturday, but on a Tuesday it becomes another tough game, especially, you know, when we haven't seen it through today and we're not scoring enough goals.
I guess if we get to the end of Tuesday evening's game and we are victorious, and then that would be 4 points from the six over the two games, I think you'd be reasonably happy with that.
Yeah, I think if you can guarantee me that now, because then it would mean our last five league games would have been unbeaten and we'd have got 10 points in them five games. And generally, if you get 2 points a game, you'll end up in the playoffs. So, you know, the form is then good over five games if we get that win on Tuesday. Bearing in mind we've had the likes of Kettering in that, we've had Biggleswade in that, so we've played a couple of teams that are up the top end. But yeah, I mean, since I've been, I think that might only be our sixth or seventh league game, but you know, we played Royston, we played Banbury at the time away when they was in the top five, we played Kettering, we now played Biggleswade, so I'm sure we've got better fixtures to come.
Okay. Dennis, as always, it's a pleasure. Thank you for your time this evening. We'll catch up with you again soon.
No worries, mate.